clouds, it looks very disagreeable. And it might change into a stormy weather, or it might change into a fair day, but it's just a kind of a...
Did you ever say gloomy?
Yeah, a lot of people say gloomy day and a dreary day, but I was taught a little bit different. I always said that it was, instead of saying gloomy or dreary day, which old Uncle I used to say it'd be raining, talking about a dreary day, but then you think about it, and the other way, most people always said, well, said, the weather's kind of bad today, but I believe it's going to clear up, and they hardly ever used anything. It wasn't used when I was small much amongst people about it being a gloomy day, a dreary day. They said something else, and that them beautiful days is what counted, and that what they'd go almost everybody was saying.
You give me the next item here. Actually, if the weather is changing, how do you have any different ways of saying this? Maybe it's been fair and pretty, but it begins to look bad. How do you have any different ways of saying the weather?
Well, he said from the looks of the element that there'll be a change of the weather before day,
right,
tomorrow.
Would you say it's threatening, maybe? Or?
Yes, it says stormy-like, threatening. As my grandmother used to say, this year, threatening weather, them clouds back there looked like she didn't call tornadoes and things like we do nowadays. She called them hurricanes.
Yes.
Hurricanes, that's what old people have said. So the way the weather looks like this morning, we're liable to have a hurricane.
What about if it has been cloudy, but the sun comes out? How would you talk about that?
Well, we say that, ordinarily speaking, as I said with the people I work with, as these old doctors would say, that the Lord's smiling upon us. He's going to let that sun shine again. Now, that's what a lot of people would use. You know, in farmers and things like that, not
his town. And would you have an expression, would you ever say anything like, it's faring off? Has he ever heard this from someone?
Yeah, a good many people would say this through this part of the country. They'd say, gathered up and talking, and said, maybe it's been raining and bad, and they said, well, it's clearing up. Maybe it's clearing up, and we can do so-and-so tomorrow, like we kill hogs. It says, clearing up, we'll turn cold, we'll kill hogs.
And do you have any terms that you would use for a heavy rain of a very short duration? Any words for that?
Yeah, what we used to call it, people would call it a water spout, and it'd come down and rain, you know, an inch or so in just a few minutes, and just pour off of the house and everything away. They say that's one of them. A lot of old people would say that's come sure enough a rain, and rain hard for a good little long while. They'd say that's one of them chunk plopers, and say, what would you mean by that? He said, well, that means them old creeks is going to get up and float all the logs down it. He called it a chunk plopers. That is, if it rained hard for an hour or so. Yeah, I've seen it rain, and the creeks would just wash all and cover all our corn down. We'd lose part of our crop. But whenever it come like he's talking about, it just all of a sudden and just come down and pouring all at one time. He said, that's just a water spout. And it didn't last but a few minutes, you know.
What about when there's thunder but no rain? What would you call that?
They'd call it.
Well, I never heard anybody say anything about that. Only referring to it is from the Bible. It says cloud and no rain. But
thinks it looks like it might be going to, a storm might be coming.
Yes,
have you got a word for that when there's thunder and lightning?
Yes, yeah, well, most of the people said it looks like it may form a storm in there, and we might have some bad wind. A hailstorm.
Any other kind of a storm besides a hailstorm might be any other kind of a storm.
Well, they'd call it, let me see now, the expression used to be about those things.